Big Oil Check-In, exploring the end of the age of oil.
Over the last half year, I've talked a couple times on the Peak Oil Check-In about the drop in oil prices from their high near $150 a barrel in July. My point was that oil prices are volatile when production is near peak, and the percentage drops in prices we've seen was comparable to other drops in recent years, before the price run-up began again. Nothing to look at here, folks, was the message. Well, that was then. By now, oil prices have dipped down to under $35, and as I record this, they're still under $50 a barrel. That was a 75% drop in prices from peak to trough. I can't tell you any longer that this is a repetition of previous patterns in the last decade. There are still good reasons to believe that price relief is temporary, though. Let's look at how we got here. First, the price run-up. How did prices rise so fast? Supply and demand dictated most or all of the run-up. Supply of crude oil pretty much stopped increasing in the middle of 2005, and demand continued to increase. This imbalance drew down stockpiles. This spring, they were abnormally low. Not only did oil extractors find themselves unable to increase supply of crude, they couldn't even keep supplies steady for sweet light crude. More of the newer supplies were coming from heavy sour crude, which is harder to refine, and which most refineries don't even have the capability to process. For a couple years, leading exporters had been decreasing their oil exports. Their aggregate production remained the same, but they were using more oil at home, so exports were dropping. 15 leading oil exporters decreased exports a total of 2.5%, including the world's number two oil producer, Russia, and Mexico, which was the number two supplier of foreign oil to the United States. What brought prices back down? Some volatility in oil prices is to be expected after near peak oil. As economists describe it, the demand curve for oil is steep. That means that people tolerate a rather steep change in prices without changing their demand much. Before the peak in world oil production, small upticks in demand or drops in supply could be compensated for by drawing down stockpiles or bringing idled capacity online, or both. In early and mid-2008, the world had low stockpiles and virtually no idled capacity. Threats to small amounts of the total oil supply could put a large upward pressure on the price. There was nowhere else to turn to for making up the lost output. There was no shortage of threats to oil supplies, including increasing violence in Nigeria, serious talk of the U.S. attacking Iran, and a million-barrel-per-day pipeline through Georgia, first closed by explosions, and then threatened by war with Russia. Similarly, relatively small decreases in demand can cause dramatic price drops, and the story of the world economy in the latter part of 2008 was dropping demand, not only in the U.S. but around the world. Manufacturing dropped, using less raw material, less energy in manufacturing itself, and less transport. Increasing unemployment and the worries of employed people about losing their jobs meant that households were also reducing their spending on oil and other things. In this economic downturn, oil prices have been stable compared to shipping prices. The Baltic Dry Index, a measure of the cost of moving materials by sea, dropped 96% from May to late November, and the rates for the largest ships were down an astounding 99%. Another victim of the ups and downs of oil prices has been investment in new oil production. During the first half of the year, high energy costs meant new energy projects were becoming more expensive, and some were delayed or put on hold. Then, when energy prices plummeted, other projects were canceled or put on hold for other reasons, because of uncertainties in their future payoff. Right now, investment in new production is dropping, even faster than demand is dropping. Existing fields past their peak, including some of the world's largest, are dropping in production at a natural rate of nearly 10% annually. Lack of investment in new production means that, should the economy turn upward in the next year or two, boosting oil demand, shortages will arise once more. In that case, it may not take long to return to $150 oil. The current drop in oil prices is a short-term boost to the budget for many individuals and families, corporations, and governments. It's not a good reason for complacency about future oil prices. With prices for goods and workers down, it's an excellent time to invest in energy conservation, efficiency, and renewable energy for your home or business. I'm Carl Ettenayer, and that's this week's Peak Oil Check-In.
Peak Oil Check-In was produced by Relocalizing Vermont Productions in association with WGDR Plainfield.